A number of years ago, the commissioners and government decided it was one of those estates that was scheduled for redevelopment. And they undertook that redevelopment, got planning. They started phase one, which is virtually complete. We're now moving into phase two. And that's what came to the board. We had a full briefing from the design team, bringing us up to speed, advising us of the tendering process, where they've got three tenderers were put in. And then we've had before us the cost of the tenders, and in general terms, the lowest tender is always taken unless there are reasons not to do that. And the board have been satisfied that we've got to the stage where we were happy to approve the next phase. And now the design team, project team will take it forward through the Department of Infrastructure, who will then go to the Treasury Department, and Treasury give the final approval for the funding to be made available, because, of course, all these houses are funded by government deficiency through the government and not through rates.
What will phase two entail then?
Well, phase two will consist of 18 bungalows, of which two are for disabled, and there'll be 22 bedroom houses, 8 3 bedroom houses, and 2 4 bedroom houses. So it gives a mix of properties in addition to what have already been built. And that phase will start as soon as we've got Treasury approval and as soon as the contractor's up and running, if I use that term. And I think we'll all be pleased to see it go. There's been quite a lengthy delay because initially the original contractor was not able to progress with agreement with the commissioners and Treasury into the next phase. And so the commissioners had to re-tender for the contracts based on what was projected in phase two.
And have you got an expected timeline for phase two at all?
There is a timescale that's built into the contract, but I mean, at this stage, that's got to be finalised. It is finalised in one way, but I'm not able to give an actual date of completion because, of course, sometimes things drift. Hopefully they won't, but it's quite a long period, and I can't remember 100%, but I think it's like 18 months, 2 years before that phase would be completed, but I stand to be corrected on that.
Do the commissioners have any other plans for social housing in the town? I know there's a couple of other estates that are getting on to the end of their life as well. Are there any plans to redo those?
Well, at the moment, the public sector housing commissioners we're looking to complete this one. We've deferred phase three, which wasn't going to be gone into detail, because we want to consider the options to give opportunities for the best housing in the town that we think our people need. So we've been able to pause that, and that's fine. The Farrance Way house, or Farrance Park houses, I should say, in Castletown, which are commissioners' public sector houses, they're being reviewed a bit of longer term. I mean, we're years off, really. But we are aware of the construction of those houses. They've had major repairs done over their lifetime, and we are conscious that we need to consider what the future of those houses are. But I mean, we're talking really, I suspect, 10 years away. But we have to look at in advance at that and see what to do, because we want to ensure we have enough public sector houses in Castletown that the commissioners control to provide housing for people who need that sort of housing.